Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education, and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Students Struggle with Original Ideas? Let's dive in. Students walk into our classrooms armed with the 5-paragraph essay, the standard lab report format, and step-by-step project rubrics. But when we ask them to create something genuinely new, they freeze. Today we're exploring why our well-meaning templates are actually killing creative confidence, and how innovation teaching breaks students free from formulaic thinking. Here's the thing about templates. They give students safety, but create cognitive dependence. They stop asking, what if, and start asking, what's the format? Innovation teaching flips this. Instead of giving students the structure first, we give them the problem and let them discover their own organizational patterns. This builds what researchers call creative self-efficacy, the belief that you can generate novel, valuable ideas. The research backs this up beautifully. Studies show students who learn through guided discovery retain creative problem-solving skills 40% longer than those taught through direct instruction. Vygotsky's zone of proximal development applies here. Students need just enough scaffolding to take creative risks, not so much that we do the thinking for them. The sweet spot is productive struggle, where students feel challenged but not overwhelmed. Here's your tactical takeaway. Replace your next template-based assignment with 3 simple questions. What if? How might we? What would happen if? Give students the learning objective, but let them choose the format: essay, infographic, podcast, prototype, performance. Require them to justify their format choice in a brief reflection. This builds metacognitive awareness of their creative decisions. Let me share a real-world example that blew my mind. Last month, my colleague Sarah ditched the traditional poetry unit worksheet. Instead, she asked students, "How might we help others understand what it feels like to be invisible?" Students created spoken word pieces, visual poems projected on walls, even a poetry escape room. The breakthrough moment came when a student who hated writing created a poem using only text message screenshots. Same learning objectives, same rigor, but students discovered poetry could be theirs, not just something done to them. Your Monday morning action is simple. This week, identify one assignment where you currently provide a template. Replace it with a challenge question and let students propose their own approach. Give them permission to surprise you and watch their confidence in original thinking grow. Innovation isn't just about creative projects. It's about developing intellectual courage. When students learn they can trust their own thinking, they become lifelong learners who don't wait for permission to create, discover, and solve problems the world hasn't seen yet. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.